I am standing here in the garden of my neighbor in Cairo, New York, on Main Street, with several students, all ranging from the age of, what would you say?
This group is 9th grade to 12th grade, but...
Okay, this program is from 6th grade to 12th grade, and the students all volunteer. It's called REACH, R-E-A-C-H. We REACH work camps, and they come and donate their time on a day that's over 90 degrees to help restore some people's houses, do different repair work, and this particular one was getting it ready to be painted. And I'm just amazed that you guys are out here. Maybe we should go stand in the shade.
Yeah, let's do that.
I think that would, especially near, I forget her rabbit's name. I feed him too when they're away. It's a wonderful rabbit. And this is a beautiful spot. Yes, we don't have the sun on us. So tell me, number one, the actual name of the organization.
REACH Work Camps.
Who organizes it? How did it get organized?
It's a non-profit organization. Mm-hmm. I think they just started it on their own.
Mm-hmm. Started in 1992, I think.
I think Gary was talking about it.
Gary knows a lot.
Yeah, that it was just... I don't know. He was talking about the guy that was here who started it, wasn't he? Was anybody around?
Mike.
Yeah.
So it was started in the 90s.
Yes.
Right? And by some students or by...
I think it was a youth.
By a pastor?
Yeah,
okay. From what church would that be?
It's
do you know?
In the Midwest. I think it's
in the Midwest?
Colorado. Yeah.
All right. That's great. And it was started out there and you ended up in New York State, Greene County?
Yeah, there's camps all over the country every summer.
Like we're all from different states.
Yeah. This year there's camps in West Virginia, North Carolina, New York. I think there's some towards the west.
There's usually at least one in Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Okay, I have a question. Do all the students belong to the church itself,
all from different churches?
All from different churches, different denominations.
Yeah.
And you just, I guess, they put out a call to who wants to join or who wants to be a part of it. Any church can join.
They pay, for the food and stuff.
And the churches.
Our church fundraises.
Yeah. Fundraises?
Yes, I think most churches fundraise.
Right. Well, tell me, where are some of the places you are all from? Where are you from?
I'm from Ashburn, Virginia.
Ashburn.
Yes.
And your name?
Chloe.
Chloe.
I'm from Manassas, Virginia. My name's Josh.
From Albany, New York.
Albany, New York. Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm. I'm from East Quogue, Long Island, New York.
Okay.
From Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania.
Manassas, Virginia. I'm John.
I'm Kyle. I'm from Ashburn, Virginia.
Jamie, Rochester, New York.
Sarah, also Rochester, New York.
Mackenzie Miller, Reading, Pennsylvania.
And who did I miss?
I'm Joel from Granger, Indiana.
And I'm from Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Carlisle, Pennsylvania. What's your name?
Gabby.
Yeah. And who is this gentleman here?
I'm Mark from York, Pennsylvania.
York, Pennsylvania.
Gary from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Gary. And your last name?
Elmer.
Elmer?
Yes.
Okay, so how long have you been doing this?
This is the 12th year.
The 12th year.
Yes.
And they were saying, what, did the church just get together and say, this is a good idea, let's try and get children together?
Some churches have a youth group, like our church has a youth group.
I'm just wondering, what cup of tea people were talking and said, let's do this?
You mean REACH in general?
Yes, in general.
Mike Jones is actually here at the school, and he is the founder. He founded it in 1992. And if you do stop at the school, he'd probably be the best one to talk to.
All
he
right.
and his daughter are both here this week.
Are they?
Yes.
Then I could.
At Carrow Dunham School.
The high school?
Yes.
Do you target certain areas at each year?
REACH does. They have a very excellent website, and they put out the brochures. We as churches look over their website, look over the brochures, and pick a camp for the next year. And it takes roughly 2 years for REACH to come to a town. Because of all the setup, they have to secure the high school where they're going to sleep. They have to secure a home church that's going to be the sponsor church. And that church has to raise support to give the startup fee. And then each of the participants, was it 400 or 430 this year?
$400.
Each of the participants pays $400 to come.
The students pay $400
correct
to sweat in the sun to do
exactly
totally from the their big hearts,
and
this
exactly,
work?
Yes, for the love of the Lord.
Oh,
the
Jesus, that's wonderful that they're so willing to do this. I believe in it myself. I believe we have to do more for each other. No matter what we believe in,
right.
We should be doing more for each other.
Yes.
And it's so wonderful to see you guys doing this. How many of you, is this the first time some of you have done it before? Mm-hmm. That's your first time?
Yep.
And has anyone done it before?
This is my third. Yes.
Your third, second?
This is my
sixth?
Second.
Oh, you're addicted.
This is my fourth.
Your fourth? Oh, that's absolutely.
I mean,
what's that?
People, my boyfriend's ninth. A lot of people keep coming back. That's from what I hear.
One of our kids at our church is his eighth time.
Yeah. Really? That must be really gratifying. Oh, right. I think that is absolutely wonderful. How do you feel when you finish, guys and ladies? How do you, I mean.
Accomplished.
When you finish doing this, how do you feel about spending your summer in this way? Would you have rather been just hanging out on the beach and getting, not a good tan, but would you recommend this to a lot of students?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. It's a great experience.
You get a lot from it.
It's rewarding.
And I know you're helping a lot of people because it's really expensive to try and maintain a house. I'm telling you, I'm a senior and I know how hard it is. So
we're doing 30 homes this week.
30 homes, and that's in Greene County.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
In the school district of the high school, we're doing 30
In the
homes.
School district of the mm-hmm. high school.
Yeah.
And I was somehow told about this when it was too late, but I was told someone had read it in the paper, I guess, and they must have put it in the newspaper mm-hmm. or people.
People from the town are volunteering in other mm-hmm. ways up at the high school and driving Reach people around to the homes. And so there's town people volunteering. There's people who work for Reach here, and then there's 320.
Roughly, yes.
About.
Yeah, 320 campers.
Campers, people like us here.
And what type of work are they able to do other than painting?
Roofing,
decking, handicap ramps, drywall.
Flooring.
Flooring, tiling, that type of thing.
Oh, I have to make a list.
Yeah, gutters, mm-hmm. you know,
uh-huh.
they do.
Landscaping.
The junior high crews do a lot of landscaping.
And where do they learn this before? Are they learning on the job or on site? It's great because no matter what you go, I always believe no matter what you go to college for, you really have to know how to hammer a nail and do emergency work. It's really difficult not to have a house and not know those things. So it saves you a lot of money if you learn that besides going to college.
These kids here in previous years, they've done roofing, floor. Last year, Chloe tiled a bathroom by herself.
Yeah, from the subfloor up.
We ripped up a rotten kitchen floor and put a new one down on my crew. I didn't know how to do that.
I fixed an
I
air
do
duct
now.
Vent.
And an air duct vent? Yeah. Oh, that's
wonderful.
You guys
wonderful. Have done a lot of good things on Reach. You've learned a lot of good life skills.
Well, how would a community right here in Greene County or Columbia County, that's what this radio station represents, mm-hmm. Greene and Columbia County, mm-hmm. how would you recommend that they encourage the young people in our county to start maybe their group? The children were saying you could get a group in your own area to start. Is that there a way of doing that, or do they contact the...
We're hopeful that people in this community will see Reach at work around them and maybe encourage their youth group to go on a Reach mission trip or any kind of mission trip. Just by word of mouth or watching us work. So.
Do you put the an ad out once a year for students who would like to do this kind of work?
Well, at our church, it's mostly church youth groups who come. And our church has the biggest group here. We have 60 people here. And what we do, and the kids at our church, they wait for Reach to come up every year. They know. I mean, our church has been coming for about 10 years, and they wait. What Reach are we going on next year? When are we going on Reach next summer? Because I'm not going to play soccer if I'm going on Reach that week. I mean, they pick Reach pretty much over other things. They plan their family vacation and vacations around it. So we can look at the Reach website, see where they're going to be next summer. And then we pick a week, and we tell Reach we're coming, and we, you know, send in our deposit money and whatnot. And then, like at our church, we don't have our own transportation. We have to rent the transportation. So in addition to each kid paying $400 to come, we fundraise all year. And we've done bake sales. Chloe's our big baker. We did a talent show and a silent auction this year. We had to raise about $8,000 to $10,000 to rent our vans to get everyone here. So that we can get to Caro, and then we can get from the school to the houses to work. And then the kids also bring all their own tools. And then we bring all our, you know, bedding, towels, everything to kind of camp in the school. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of a year-round operation at our church. Where
and your
we work
church
all
is?
Year. We go to St. David's Episcopal Church in Ashburn, Virginia, which is a suburb of D.C.
And some students... You're
we're
here from other yeah. churches, mm-hmm. right?
Uh-huh. Oh, yes.
There's and people here from all over the country.
Yeah. Right.
Texas, Indiana.
Uh-huh. So tell me, what is the name of your webpage?
It's reachwc.org.
So it's reachwc
.org.
Mm-hmm. Now,
yeah.
is there a way... because this is just coming to me right now, this question, for students who just don't have that kind of money, is there a way that they can get themselves involved in some way? I mean, when you do fundraising, is there a way to draw children in who would really like to help, but they're not fortunate enough to
even
have
Well, at our church,
that?
We raise enough to give scholarships to kids who want to come who can't
you can.
Afford it. I don't know what the Reach organization does because none of us actually work for the Reach organization. Right, yeah. We're all work campers here this week. So I don't know what they do, but at our church, we build in to our fundraising every year enough to pay for three or four people, adult or youth, because you need adult chaperones to come who can't afford it. So I think, but like I said, since none of us actually work as employees of the Reach organization, I'm not sure how they do it. But that's how our particular church does it, and I would assume a lot of churches
do that. Oh, so even though you're under the umbrella of the Reach organization, this is basically your church organized this.
Yeah.
Is
our
that it?
Our church organized. The Reach organization is based in Colorado, and they set up a work camp every week somewhere in the country for 8 weeks in the summer. And they organize finding the houses, getting all the building materials, what projects different people who attend their camp are going to do, and then all the individual people who are at the camp, who are like us, who are all the workers, our churches sign up with Reach, and our churches pay Reach to so that we can, we come to pay and work on people's houses. We pay to come and work on people's houses.
So each church is different in how they get the funding.
Right.
Like some fundraise, some do both fundraise and have them pay. So some pay full out.
And this, so let's say you live in Brooklyn, New York, and you, let's say, a church could actually contact Reach and then say, we want to be a part of that program.
We want to come to Caro next summer.
Okay.
And fine, we'll save, how many spots do you want us to save for you?
Now, can it be just a youth organization that isn't church affiliated?
I guess.
Or is it just church affiliated?
I don't know.
That's what I'm
actually
curious about.
There's a program every night, which is religious, in the mornings.
Uh-huh.
And there's a play that has to do with, like a drama.
And lunchtime devotions.
Yeah, and so it's based around religion. I've known of people who have come with the church who do not believe in God or who do not agree with their religion, but they wanted to be involved.
They wanted to be involved in helping.
Yeah.
So if they're welcome.
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
They're welcome. It is, but it is a Christian-based program where we do Bible study and other Christian devotions throughout the day.
Uh-huh.
So as long as an organization was comfortable with that, I'm sure they would be
we're
welcome.
We're comfortable. They are.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So they could inquire if they wanted to see what they would be expected to do while they're with the group.
Right.
Doing this program because that's important. There are so many people who believe in different things.
Exactly.
I think it's amazing, right, Laura? And you picked a wonderful house. It was, she has, I always call it her little, what do I always say to you? It's like a little sanctuary.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful here. And yeah, I wish you were going to be here when we had the youth fair. That would have been wonderful, right? Because it's on the 24th, July 24th, but you'll be gone by then. Mm-hmm. We have 3 days of a youth fair. We always have all farm animals and competitions with kids. And it's our yearly 3 or 4 days, 3.5 days, I think they have of it.
That would be a perfect time.
That would have been
money for.
Yes, it would.
Yeah, yeah.
It really would have. Oh, it, and even have you having a stand and having the whole idea. The idea is getting the word out.
Right.
And once you get the word out, I think a lot of people who don't even realize they're going to do something all of a sudden get spoken to.
Yeah.
Through it. So I am very grateful that you took the time after all the work you did this afternoon to even talk to me. And I can't wait to put this on the station so that everybody can hear of all your wonderful work.
Well, thank you for spreading the word.
Thank you.
Thank you.